everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Just gonna stretch it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's nice. It's real nice. Feels good. Oh, I think I pulled
Feels
something.
Feels good. It really does. It does. You know, I gotta pop mine back. Oh.
Actually, you know the other day when I was showing off my feet, you know, and I was like, hey, look, I don't have socks on, and I lifted my leg up onto the
you
desk.
Pull the muscle.
I'm still feeling that.
You know?
I'm still feeling that.
You need to stretch, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that is something I gotta add to my routine, because I do, like I said, I work out every. When I say that, I usually just walk on the treadmill and do some light weight work. I'm not trying to win Mr. Universe, so just trying to keep myself healthy as I get older. But I need to add stretching to that, because I'm tight, dude.
I'm not gonna sit here and say I got a stretching routine, but when it comes to mind,
yeah,
definitely stretch once in a while. It's good for you,
it's
man.
Good.
You got to stretch those muscles.
Yeah.
Out.
I am just
right out rubber bands that we have for
ready
muscles.
Ready to snap, man. Good Lord. Ah. Especially in the legs. Like, upper body's not too bad, but man, my legs are they're tight.
Yeah.
Endo facto, I pulled a muscle, lifted my leg up the other day, and I can still feel it.
The other day, I was sitting down. I'm like, remember I used to sit Indian style, so I tried it.
How'd that go?
How did I sit Indian style?
Yeah.
For that long as a child. It's like your hips were just real flexible or something. Good luck, man. I couldn't even get my legs in a little bit. I could touch my toes. I'm kind of stretchy in the hamstrings, but damn, other places. Woof.
Yeah, me trying to sit Indian style now, like, that would be the last position I'd ever be in. Like, I'd be stuck there for the rest of my life. Like, I'm not moving after I do that.
My wife will sit on her leg. Like, she'll put, like, tuck it up underneath her and sit on it in her chair. I just look at that, and I'm like, my knee. I can hear my knee just screaming. Ah, what are you doing to me? I mean, like,
move. Move.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Another thing, watching catchers in baseball.
Oh.
You sit like that the entire game. Could you imagine?
No, man, your hip flexors just got to be. Goalies, same way. Oh. Goalies are super bendy, too. I mean, granted, these are athletes. They get paid to do it. Like,
yeah, exactly, but, man.
No.
I get 30 miles down the road, and I got to pull over to stretch my legs out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's certain, like, movements and positions I just don't do anymore, because I know I'm not going to recover from it. I'm not going to recover from it. That is it for me.
You want to torture me? Tell me to sleep on my stomach. Yeah, see how that goes.
Do you want to kill me? Tell me to sit Indian style. That's right there. I'm Brock
died. You hear the bones creaking.
What was that loud popping? Anybody hear that? Just over there in the corner. Yep.
You know, speaking of wrestling, we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
We did this, you know, remember the stretch where it's like Indian style, but you put your feet together, like heels together, and then you kind of push your
You'd
leg.
Have your buddy behind you pushing down on you. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I had an old wrestling coach come up to me, and he's like, you need to stretch further. And he just pushes them all the way down to the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. I thought I broke my hips, like both hips.
Yeah,
what
that
are
was
you doing, dude.
And you always had the one buddy that would always mess with you and do that. Like, look, man, do not push all the way down. I can't handle it. And just no, I'm gonna snap your inner thighs. They are gone. They are
great
gone.
Guy. He was a great guy, but damn, he came over one time and stretched me out to where
wham! Slam that thing down.
I'm gonna be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life.
Thanks, Coach. Can you get the wheelchair now?
Legs don't go that far.
Dislocated my hips. Like a Saint Bernard with hip dysplasia now. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Anyway, well, I'm gonna rub my hamstrings because they hurt from just sitting.
Creamy hamstrings.
My creamy hamstrings.
Sweet Jesus.
We gotta keep removing here. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
All right, let's see. Wednesday, what do we got for you? I think this is a good one. Your dumb vocabulary for today, broveries. Broveries.
What? Why are they bro? But is this your balls?
Don't overthink it. It's your testicles.
Why are
That's
they
it.
Bro?
Because it's your bro ovaries.
Oh.
See? There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. At first, I'm like, what are you knuckling? What up, bro?
What?
I don't know. Broveries.
Broveries. Yeah, it's the bro ovaries. Just like the women have the ovaries where the egg is, we have the broveries, our testicles.
Okay.
We've got our swimmers. There you go.
I just think of a bro as like your friend or something. Like, I don't want anything to do with your
Your testicles?
We're just friends. We're just friends, all right?
I know. Check out my testicles, man.
I'm wondering where you're going with this one.
Look, could you just take a look at them, man? I think they're kind of swollen. No. Get out of here. We are not that close as friends.
Get them out of here.
Yeah, no. It's very simple. Brovary's testicles. Example, I got kicked in the Brovary's last night. It hurt really bad. Really bad.
Really bad.
And I think we've talked about this before, but what you think, evolutionarily speaking, we would have maybe tucked that stuff up a little bit more. I mean,
it would have stayed inside. You know, they dropped over time because.
Because at any point in time, this could it could just get ripped off. All right, the whole thing. All right, I could be standing too close to traffic, and taxi cab could just take that right off. A mirror could just right. And you think evolutionarily speaking, yeah. And we just, you know, maybe up inside a little bit, and then it just comes out when I'm ready to play. You know what I mean?
You know, much like Bubba from Forrest Gump, but it's like your body. You keep him in. You don't want to get him caught on a tripwire.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just hanging out there. Guy was like, nah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's the most important part of my body. Just, please.
Flopping around.
Oh, I got ripped off.
Not a good thing, man.
No.
Not a good thing.
Careful of your broveries, bros.
Hey, Brock, see that guy's balls?
Yeah, they were weird looking. All right, that's your dumb vocabulary for a Wednesday. We're going to be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around.
More Rockies.